Peter Pinto.
Welcome.
You're at the till. Groceries packed, then boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Conte pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
This is a public service announcement from Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Motorists are advised that major routes across Lusaka will be closed for the Absa Marathon from midnight on Saturday, 6th September, until 11 a.m. on the same day. This is in fulfillment of the World Athletics requirement for full route closure for certified marathons. Please take precautions, follow the diversion signs, and plan your day carefully. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. SMEs seek government relief from compliance costs and unclear regulations. Given Luvinda calls for national healing ahead of 2026 elections. And in global news, Sudan appeals for aid after landslide kills more than 1,000 in Darfur. With the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. A group of small business owners is urging government to strengthen engagement with local authorities to address the growing burden of compliance costs and unclear regulations. Speaking this morning when the group paid a courtesy call on Small and Medium Enterprise Minister Elias Muvanga at his office, Metopia proprietor Prudence Nankamba, who led the group, complained that many entrepreneurs are struggling to stay afloat due to complex and unclear regulations. Ms. Nankamba further complained that business owners are finding it difficult to comply with regulations, leading to disputes with the council and potential closure. She has noted a lack of regular and inclusive engagement between small business owners, the council, and the ministry, resulting in an information gap.
Generally, all of us here agree that it's quite very expensive to run your business as a business owner in this country. What is making it very expensive is the fact that you have so many things to pay for, and a lot of times, as a small business owner, you will not know what you're supposed to do or what you're supposed to pay for when. Mainly because some of us really don't take the interest to learn and say, I need master, I need because trust me, for other people who have started the practice, they might have that information. But there are people that are running very, very small businesses and they don't have an opportunity to learn about these things.
And responding to the concerns, the Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister Elias Muvanga assured the group that government is working to reduce the burden of multiple fees and licenses affecting small businesses. He indicated that government is finalizing the SME bill, which will address concerns such as double taxation, overlapping charges, and lack of coordination between ministries.
Cabinet has also approved the SME bill, and a gentleman who has talked about double taxation. The bill is now open to you, and I'm happy you are here to come. Some of the things that you've given out today, you've talked about today, you've given us today, they'll be addressed in the SME bill when it passes in Parliament. But before it passes, this is good. This is why you saw the directors are taking notes. We want to harmonize with other ministries because we are one government.
Patriotic Front, PF Acting President Given Lubinda, has called for healing in the country as Zambia prepares for next year's elections. Speaking at the Lusaka Magistrates Court grounds after the conviction of former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Sonyamba, and former Foreign Affairs Minister, Joe Malanji, on corruption-related charges, Mr. Lubinda expressed sadness over the outcome. He has urged party members and the country to extend peace, love and unity, emphasizing the need for national healing. Mr. Lubinda has expressed concern that political opponents are being silenced through retrogressive laws, which could undermine the country's democratic profile. He, however, hopes that 2026 will be a year of new beginnings if citizens unite and work together for the good of the country.
In redeeming ourselves, we shall redeem our dear mother country. This country needs healing, and healing is on the horizon. That healing will come from nowhere else but from you, members of the Patriotic Front and our alliance partners. So be determined. As we soldier on towards the election of 2026, let us remain united. I beseech each one of us in the party to embrace one another, to forgive one another. Today is a very sad day. Sad because two of our friends have been found guilty. Whether they accept the guilt or not is something that they themselves will reflect upon, and I'm sure very soon we shall be informed.
Borokoso Patriotic Front Member of Parliament Brian Munduvire has charged that the Public Debt Management Act has failed to fulfill its purpose as Zambia's debt continues to rise. Reacting to UPND's Zambezi East Member of Parliament Brian Kambita's comment that the act has brought about fiscal discipline, Mr. Munduvire has questioned why the current debt stock exceeds the amount left by the Patriotic Front. He has argued that the act's requirement for parliamentary approval before borrowing does not limit government's borrowing power, since the ruling UPND has majority in parliament, and has wondered why borrowing continues despite President Hakainde Hichilema's campaign promise to halt a reckless borrowing. Mr. Munduvire has accused the UPND government of introducing the Public Debt Management Bill as a media stance to appear progressive rather than a genuine effort to manage debt.
The commentary on that is just a media stunt to show that they brought a progressive bill. But because the intention has been to borrow heavily, so it hasn't achieved anything, because there's been no prudent borrowing, as it were. If there was prudent borrowing, we would not be where we are. We are coming from a background where the president placed a moratorium on borrowing, meaning that they had put a stop or a ceiling on and borrowing. And the reality is totally different.
The National Union of Small-Scale Farmers of Zambia, NSFAS, has welcomed the introduction of the Farm Block Development Agency Bill, describing it as a timely step towards transforming Zambia's agricultural sector. In its 16th meeting, Cabinet approved the introduction of the Farm Block Development Agency Bill, aimed at coordinating the implementation of the National Irrigation Program, targeting to bring over 500,000 hectares of land under irrigation by 2031. In an interview, NSFAS Executive Director Ebony Lolosi has stressed the importance of the bill in coordinating the implementation of the irrigation program, which will boost agriculture production and food security. Mr. Lolosi has, however, noted the need for thorough consultations with all stakeholders to ensure the proposed agency effectively drives the objectives of the irrigation program. He is also urging government to ensure that the rights and livelihoods of people living in areas earmarked for the irrigation project are safeguarded, particularly in cases where displacement might occur.
There should be start consultation so that at the end of the day, the interest groups that matter. So here we are talking of the small-scale farmers, the large-scale farmers, and the other relevant institutions should be consulted thoroughly, and they should also be included in the board. So that even when it comes to make decisions, when this agency has actually been actualized, all the decisions that have to be made should be representative, should take care of all the concerns of the people that are involved or affected.
In global news, Sudan has appealed for international aid after a landslide destroyed an entire village in the western Darfur region, killing